Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It all year from our guys. We just got away a little bit, unfortunately, at the wrong time. But today you could see it, you know, one goal against on the PK. That's it. That's more us. And that made us so good this year. That made us to be part of the playoffs. And that's, we just got to remember ourselves that that's the way we have to play.
Marco, a lot has been said about David Pastrnak and his ability to score clutch goals. What can you say about what he did today on that goal?
Yeah, I'm telling you this, there's only a few players I think who can do that. What I mean by that, it's not the finish, but the way he doesn't go offside. That's not the first time. You guys, the people from Boston, I think they know more than I do, but this year there was, I don't know how many times, it was the same thing, and he always gets it done. And what a nice finish for him. I'm just very happy because, you know, this guy puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he wants to be the difference, and today he was.
Marco, on the bench there after the first goal, first Sabres goal, they'd been looking for a power play goal for a while. So in after last game, the first goal caused an implosion. What was the message on the bench from you to the team there just to make sure they stayed calm after the Sabres got on the
bench? Yeah, no, we liked our power play today. We had lots of good looks. We had good entries. We had one good, really good face-off. So, you know, sometimes it just doesn't go in, but... But as long as you have good chances and you also, even if you don't score, you want to give the team a good momentum going forward, you know. But yeah, I thought they did a good job today.
Marco, no Victor Arvidsson. You got three new guys in the lineup. You're down 3-1. You're on the road. What does it say about the group that they were able to respond in this way?
Yeah, it's just the character we have in this locker room. It's amazing. No surprise for me though. We couldn't wait to get out there today. Actually, guys were dialed in. Our mindset was just there. That's why there was, I don't know, for some reason there was no panic after they scored early. We knew we liked our start. We liked our first period. Guys came ready to play, and we just had the right mindset. You know, ready to play, it's not the right, I hate that word, actually. The last games, I think we were ready too, we just didn't have the right mindset. And today, we had that vision in our mind, like, we're going to go home to Boston. And that was our biggest goal.
Marco, I was curious about where the resilience for this team has come throughout the entire season, not just going from game 4 into game 5 tonight, but through the whole year to visit those lows and then come out and come away with it up coming out high.
Yeah, and you know, in the playoffs, it's not just happening overnight. I think that's something we tried to create already last summer when we got the right guys, the character guys I was talking about. I think throughout the season, starting early in the season, you know, bringing the right culture back on and off the ice, and I feel like that's a little bit the results, you know. Just sometimes you have to learn the hard way, but overall this team never quits and always find the way to bounce back. And that's, for me, it's, you know, character, it's attitude, and just being there for each other. I think that's the biggest thing what we created this year.
Marco, you cleaned up so much as a six-man D unit tonight. What changed that for you? Is it just bringing Jokke into it, or is it something more?
No, I thought, first of all, Mjolka did a good job today. Really good, you know. He didn't play for a while, so it's not easy for him to come in like that. He kept it really simple. Guys were just calm. I don't know. Starting with Charlie and these guys, they just were very calm. I think that's where we play our best, when our back end plays the best, to be like that. You know, we want to play fast, give it the forwards of the puck and you know, everything else. I think that was the big difference, you know. And obviously Sway too. You know, Sway had the first shot, our guys had the second, and it was good.
You mentioned him briefly, but your thoughts on Swayman's performance tonight, especially coming off game four?
He's been great in every game. Believe it or not, even last game, he was, if it wouldn't be him, it was 10-0 after first. So he was not the reason, and he's a big competitive guy, and he showed it again today. Big moments, big games, he wanted the big guys to show up, and he's one of them, and he did it. So so he made a few really good saves, and he was awesome.
Marco, Mark Castle got a big block shot for you on a penalty kill. Looked like he was laboring a couple of times. Can you tell what was going on with him and his performance?
That's a good question, actually. I actually asked him. He couldn't give me an answer, so I don't even know. I don't think he knows, I'll be honest with you. So I know one time was his foot, and the other time, I don't even know. He couldn't talk. So I have to check with him again when he calmed down. He just, you know, guys like that, they get so fired up, and they just want to be out there, and they try to do everything they can to help this team, and Mark is one of them.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.